855-450 free. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you on the site. With you tonight, Ian here.
Allie.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can actually create the content of freetalklive.com. Everything that you see on that front page as you scroll down, those numbered items, there's votes. You can vote on them whether you like or dislike. You can submit that content. So if you find a news article or a blog post or maybe a YouTube video, something you think's fun, exciting, outrageous, upsetting, you know, whatever it is you want to share with us and our listeners, you can submit right there to the front page at freetalklive.com. It will then either be voted up or down by our other listeners, and you can vote on things as well. And then we'll know what you think is useful, fun, and exciting, or interesting, or whatever. So go to freetalklive.com. You can get interactive there. Again, that is freetalklive.com. 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line. We were talking about Bitcoin and kind of the overarching article that we focused on tonight and has resulted in all kinds of side tangent discussions is the Salon.com syndication piece from the Daily Dot about how libertarians have lost the battle for Bitcoin's soul. And I'm not going to read the entirety of this piece. There's a middle segment where they talked about some companies who are very interested in government regulation of Bitcoin and kind of connecting Bitcoin to the existing financial system. They then talk about the Bitcoin moms in Austin, Texas, who are libertarians looking to get off the grid. And the article continues here. The best indicator for the Krakens and Coinbases of the world, or that
Kraken.
The Krakens and Coinbases of the world are likely to see their visions vindicated came during a session near the tail end of South by Southwest. Tucked into a small conference room in a hotel in downtown Austin, a few dozen people gathered for a meetup hosted by the Bitcoin-focused venture capital group Bit Angels. The session drew a lot of people.
Now, we had the CEO of Bit Angels, or whatever, the founder of Bit Angels, on the air while we were at the Texas Bitcoin
Talk. We did, and he
this
seemed to be...
This isn't the same conference we're talking about, is it?
No. South by Southwest actually happened that weekend. So
a couple days later.
Yeah, it was the same week, but not the same conference.
And he is actually a signer of the Free State Project Statement of Intent.
Yep. That's right. The session drew a lot of people working on startups in the cryptocurrency space or people from companies in the financial sector interested in taking the first cursory steps toward integrating Bitcoin in their business models. Russell Castagnaro, for example, is the president of the Hawaii Information Consortium, a private firm that handles online payments and other web services for Hawaii state government. He attended the meetup to judge the viability of letting Hawaii residents eventually use Bitcoin to pay their taxes and other government fees. Castagnaro told the Daily Dot that Bitcoin has myriad advantages over other online payment methods.
It's fast. That's what I love about it is that if you have, say, the CryptoKit plugin extension for Chrome, and this is just the first of the first, you can send Bitcoin fast online.
And he goes on to point out some of the things about Bitcoin that are very, very valuable, like the fact that there's no chargebacks, which is a big risk, and there's, you know, no 2% fee. The fees are very, very low. But even consider using Bitcoin, says the Daily Dot piece, for direct government payments. Any company facilitating those payments is necessarily going to have to jump through just the sort of regulatory hoops many of the currency's original boosters took up Bitcoin to specifically avoid. The ecosystem of Bitcoin companies is adapting to a world where dealing with strict government regulation of cryptocurrencies will likely become unavoidable. When one budding Bitcoin entrepreneur said he was planning on fighting government attempts to regulate his business under money transmitter laws, BitAngels co-founder David Johnson recommended partnering with an established institution to handle all of the financial back end along with its attendant regulatory heavy lifting while exclusively focusing on directly interfacing with customers.
Why is that not libertarian?
Hiring a company to handle interacting with the government?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that's unlibertarian or libertarian.
Isn't that
what the business owners do?
Well, isn't that what the article writer is suggesting?
Yeah, the article writer is suggesting that Bitcoin's anonymous and Wild West flavor is going to be tempered. And this is, I've been saying this all along. This is going to mostly be true. You can go into, many government places and you can pay with cash. Mm-hmm. Cash, green pieces of paper is what I'm talking about here for those in the U.S. And I understand you folks around the world have your funny little colored money. The green pieces of paper, you lay them down and you pay for whatever. You get a receipt and you're paid. But that same cash is the same cash that's used in drug deals around the world. I love how the government the establishment media like this guy want to say that Bitcoin is, the currency of drug dealers. What are you kidding me? U.S. dollars, $100 bills with Benjamin Franklin's face on them that say United States of America. That's the government. That's the money of drug dealers. And I'm talking about the drug dealers that don't work for the U.S. government.
I guarantee more drug dealers, at least in the U.S., will take dollars over Bitcoin.
Absolutely. So, I mean, that's a bunch of hooey. And, dollars have an anonymous aspect to them.
Sure.
I can go in and pay. I can have a pocket full of money. I can go in and I can pay get my car licensed, if that place will take. Because a lot of government agencies just won't take cash anymore. They won't take their own money because they can't trust their employees, I guess. I don't know the reason. But the ones that you can, you go in, you pay cash, and then I can walk around the back and buy some drugs from somebody anonymously, if that's what I want to do.
Johnson also pointed to CoinComply, a company that helps Bitcoin startups deal with anti-money laundering rules, as an excellent resource for young organizations. This sort of bottom-line-minded thinking was pervasive during Bitcoin events throughout the conference, and it was striking for its lack of ideological fervor, in stark contrast to the tenor of the influential online forums like Reddit's r/Bitcoin community. There was virtually no railing against the Federal Reserve, and there was barely a mention of government snooping on your financial activity. If free market libertarianism was spoken of at all, it was mentioned as a way to mark the distance between where Bitcoin started and where it's ultimately going.
That's fine. Things can have can be multidimensional. Like, I can be your friend Ian for one reason and a different reason why Mark is your friend. Like, you can like something for different reasons.
And in the same way, if somebody wants to use Bitcoin to go on the Silk Road or Agora Marketplace or one of the other underground black markets, none of this regulatory talk is going to stop them from doing it. So it seems like the argument, and by the way, I've gotten through the article at this point, it seems like the article is making the argument that because some people are begging for regulation and that there's sort of this mainstream interest in Bitcoin, that means it's lost its libertarian roots, that libertarians have lost control of the soul of Bitcoin, is frankly ridiculous, especially considering that one of the primary programmers of Bitcoin is a libertarian. His name's Gavin. We've met him personally. He's a listener and supporter of Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I could be completely wrong here, but it seems to me that the very controlled currency is like Visa and MasterCard. I can't, if I so choose, go buy drugs with Visa and MasterCard. I have to go to an ATM. I have to give the government and, some other people their little cut off the top when I get some kind of, cash advance or whatever it is, and then I can go about buying my drugs if that's what I want to do. So that's the controlled one. These, Bitcoin, it's not regulated. You can regulate the use of it, but, whether people want to comply or not, that doesn't matter.
Yeah. And so, sure, some people are going to comply. Some people are going to want to jump through the hoops, like the guy you interviewed from the Bitcoin ATM business, the Coin Vault. What
was it? He's legit, right?
Coin what? What was it? Coin?
It's Coin Vault ATM.
Coin Vault ATM. So, he wants to be as regulated as possible because, and rightfully, he's scared to death of these people.
He wants to get Bitcoins in people's hands. Yeah. And you're not going to be able to put an ATM out there without getting and get Bitcoins in people's hands without following these rules.
Well, we may be trying to do it here soon in Keene, but that's an activist
entirely
project
different thing, yeah.
Rather than a business. So I don't agree that the soul of Bitcoin has been lost. It's expanding, and that's what we want. That's what libertarians want to see happen to Bitcoin. We don't want it to just be an internal libertarian currency where you can only trade with libertarians. Libertarians, liberty-minded people, want to see the mainstream accept Bitcoin. And obviously there's going to be some icky parts of that where some people are going to bend over and let the IRS stick it to them. But that's their problem.
I feel like the earliest adopters of Bitcoins were libertarians. They want to see it go mainstream.
Exactly right. 855, 450 free, and the basis and the ideals behind Bitcoin are still there. It's still a way to defeat the central state. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at TubeYoungAgain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or TubeYoungAgain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, toll-free number for you, 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. Alternative currencies has been the overarching discussion here tonight. Bitcoin, of course, doing very, very well. The critics, especially those over at Salon, who really seem to have an anti-libertarian axe to grind as of late, are saying that libertarians have lost the soul of Bitcoin. But ultimately, the ideas behind Bitcoin are still there, and they're very, very libertarian. Bitcoin is a disruptive technology. It is a currency that is decentralized. It eliminates the central banking system. system. It eliminates the centralized credit card providers.
It doesn't eliminate them.
Right, well, right, exactly. It's the Bitcoin system makes them irrelevant, essentially. And it puts the power of money back into the hands of the people. And that's a huge deal, especially considering that libertarians in general are against centralization. And Bitcoin is a major decentralizing factor in the world of money, and that can only be a good thing. And if more people adopt Bitcoin, whether or not they're libertarian or whether or not they know anything about libertarianism, is irrelevant. We want people to want Bitcoin. Because Bitcoin is valuable, not because it's liberty-oriented or liberty-friendly. It is liberty-oriented and liberty-friendly, and so therefore the more people adopt it, the closer the death of the state, as far as I'm concerned, and I mean in a peaceful manner. It will just die out from being not necessary.
Well, so,
one of the other things,
I don't know what I think about that at all.
Well, I think that there are a lot of people who believe that the use of Bitcoin and the more proliferation of Bitcoin will result in helping to kill the state, because ultimately the state being able to print money is a huge factor in how they're able to fund their operations, specifically warmongering, which is ultimately, for the most part, funded through the printing press.
Right. Let's not underestimate the power that comes from people relying on the government to issue the currency and the manipulation of that currency and the way they use it, like to fund wars, as you are suggesting, Ian. It's all a big part of their game, and they wouldn't be able to grow to the extent that they have without that power.
Right.
So if it's taken away from them, which, as a lot of people have predicted, would be through the market, I think Bitcoin is a cool new step in that direction.
It's a huge step in that direction.
It is peaceful, like you said, Ian. Like, people have postulated about how to end the state for a long time, and there's been arguments about the methods that will lead to that, eventual occurrence. But
right, Bitcoin on its own isn't going to end the state, but it is a very important tool in hastening
its demise.
If
you can imagine how Bitcoin could play out and take away some power from the government, that would be a peaceful way to absolve the government of power, but like other things like it could do the same thing.
Another way to hasten the end of the state is to join the Free State Project. If you love the ideas of liberty, you really should consider getting together with what is now over 15,555 other people that we just crossed.
There's a lot of fives.
That threshold, just I believe today or yesterday, with
Yay,
the Free
fives.
State Project. Lots of people have signed on for this project, but that's because it's a good idea. The idea is to concentrate liberty-minded people, many of whom are very interested in Bitcoin, all in the same place, and that place is New Hampshire. We've got over 1,500 people who are here already as part of the Free State Project. Over 15,555 have pledged to make the move. We want to reach 20,000 people who've made that pledge. So we're still working on getting to that 20,000 point. If you love freedom, you really owe it to yourself to go and check out the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. Let's go to the phones, and the fun chat is in Michigan, listening to WKZO in Kalamazoo. Hey, Chad.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Chad. What's on your mind?
Well, I heard the part about the adoption, and I agree Bitcoin's got a definite advantage, but I'd like to say I think Dogecoin is currently eating their lunch between sending the Jamaican bobsled team to Sochi and now the NASCAR sponsorship.
Yep.
I think Dogecoin is going to be – I think it's going to be huge. It's fun.
Now, tell me something more about the NASCAR thing, because you've basically named the only two things that Dogecoin's ever been involved in, is the Jamaican bobsled team, which did they ever actually make it to Sochi, or did they not raise enough money to make it? I never heard a follow-up on that story.
I don't know about that one. I wasn't.
Because I heard they didn't quite raise enough, and I don't know if there was ever a follow-up on that. So now the NASCAR sponsorship. Some Dogecoin enthusiasts have allegedly sponsored an entire wrapping of a car in the NASCAR circuit, or NASCAR, is that correct?
That is going to happen on Talladega. It's going to be cool. I think
are
so
they
it's
paying?
It's one race then. Okay.
Yes, one race.
Are they paying for the sponsorship with Dogecoin?
That is correct. Yes.
They
sure
are.
I'm sure it was somewhere converted into cash.
I'm sure it was.
Either
too.
Along the way, it was somewhere.
It's interesting.
The entire foundation was done in Doge.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. And look, it's a prediction, right? I mean, that's all I've got to say is that up to this point, if you've got Dogecoins, it's a lot like 2011 when Bitcoins first were around. When my wife said, when Roger Ver said, Mark, looks like you're going to be taking Bitcoins for your advertising for memory dealers back in 2011. And I said, okay. And I ran this by Ian and my wife Laura, says, what can you buy with it? Well, there's some knickknacks, some chickens that lay blue eggs, and alpaca socks. And that was what you could buy with Bitcoins back then. And now, you know, she's going to these websites that sell gift cards, and she's buying the cards that we buy, you know, our gasoline with. And Gift is now doing Walmart cards. Mm-hmm. And, you know, pretty much most of the shopping she has to do that isn't at a mom-and-pop place, she's doing with Bitcoins.
But, Chad, you made it sound like you really are a believer in Doge. Are you just pulling our leg? Do you really think that Dogecoin has the chance to be a real competitor in the international currency marketplace?
I believe it does. I have two mining sets, and I've directed on Bitcoin and Dogecoin, and those are the only two.
So you have a mining set for Bitcoin?
Yes.
Okay. And what is it you like about Dogecoin better than Bitcoin?
It's fun. You know,
look, I get it, man. we could use rubber balloons as currency, but we don't. That would be fun, right?
Well, come on.
Right. If you could take your dollar bills and blow them into interesting circus animals, that would be fun.
Well, I don't think you don't really think that it's going to surpass Bitcoin, do you?
No. I don't think.
Right, Mark, you don't think that.
Okay. I don't think it's.
I'm saying come on because it seems like Dogecoin is like Bitcoin but more fun, and with not as popular, doesn't get as many shout outs in the news and whatnot. But obviously, no one is like water balloons don't have the same sort of fundamentals as these other crypto. It's not meant to be a cryptocurrency. The way in which it's scarce is different than what a currency would do.
You could always start Balloon Coin, Allie, and copy over the
Balloon
Bitcoin.
Coin.
Start your own
and have a balloon NASCAR.
Yeah. Thanks, Chad, for your call. Any other thoughts you want to share tonight?
No, thanks, guys.
Appreciate hearing from you. And you know what? I get the feeling that a lot of the Dogecoin supporters, you know, it's tongue in cheek, it's fun, and they don't really believe it, but it's just part of the kind of the meme is putting it out there.
I think that they're just about as sort of like, screw you guys. It's just screw you. You know, and that's kind of what it's about. And it's, okay.
I mean, it is fun to watch. So, you know, what is the next kind of thing that they will throw out there to point to, like this Dogecoin NASCAR, you know, what's the next thing going to be?
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We will take your calls about anything. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype us. Skype username is lrn.fm. And one of the things that's great about Bitcoin is you can buy all kinds of neat things with it. Not, you know, it's not just NASCAR sponsorships. Bitcoin's all over the place. And ProXPN is one of the myriad of companies that has decided to accept Bitcoin. We talk a lot about ProXPN and how they are a virtual private network that encrypts your online data, meaning that whatever it is you're doing, the websites you're visiting, the search information you're entering, it's no longer going to be recorded by your internet service provider as soon as you start using ProXPN. And ProXPN has software you can download for Windows, Mac, iOS devices, and Android devices. There's also a set of instructions for Linux users. You can email ProXPN's tech support, and they'll send that over to you if you're a Linux user. But this is a great way to protect yourself from snooping by your internet service provider, or maybe snooping by the coffee shop administrator that you're sitting at tip-tapping away on your keyboard. Or maybe somebody's trying to intercept your Wi-Fi packets and decode your credit card information from that. If you've got ProXPN, everything you're sending over your Wi-Fi connection on your laptop is encrypted, so nobody can sniff out that information anymore. So ProXPN, very, very valuable service. You can get it at 20% off the cash price by using our code FTL20. That gives you the access to their premium account. There's a free account you can go there right now and try out. But if you use code FTL20, get 20% off for the lifetime of your account at ProXPN. But if you pay with Bitcoin, you save 33%. Now, you do have to get the annual plan when you pay with Bitcoin, but when you do that, you'll save even more. So with the code that we give you, FTL20, that breaks the price of the annual plan down to about $5 a month. You take that down even further, with paying with Bitcoin at ProXPN.
Now, the free account that you talked about actually is sort of throttled in the size that you can do, too.
That's so right. There's limited bandwidth.
You can sort of try it out and see, but if you find that there's, you know, there's it's laggy or whatever, well, it's not a surprise. It's free.
You get what you pay for. And in the case of when you actually pay for ProXPN, you upgrade to their premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth. You also get to select your server. There's different servers around the world. If you're going to do private torrenting, which you cannot do with their free account, but you can with the premium account, select the Netherlands server because that's where the greatest privacy protections are. ProXPN.com/FTL. You've got nothing to lose except your privacy because they've got a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and ProXPN does not keep records of your online surfing habits. ProXPN.com/FTL, promo code FTL20. As we go to Brent, he's in New York. Brent, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Ali, and Mark.
Hello. How are you guys doing?
Hey, Brent. Great. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, well, real quick, I just wanted to say thank you to Ian and Mark. You guys have convinced me. I've been listening to your show over the last couple of weeks through podcast, and you guys have convinced me to come to Porkfest, so I'm going to try to make it this year.
Excellent. Wow, fantastic. I also heard that Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends has been convinced. So there's all kinds of newbies coming this year, which is always exciting.
Yeah, it's very cool. Very cool.
What was it that was most persuasive to you? Because, I mean, we've been talking about the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the yearly gathering of libertarian types in the woods of northern New Hampshire for quite a while on Free Talk Live. So was there one particular thing, or was it just it finally stuck? What was it?
The whole free teen thing you guys have going on, the fact that you and Mark have been putting out this show for, I don't know, what, 6 years, 7 years now?
More like a decade. 12.
but your dedication to it and just listening to you guys. I've been doing a lot of the podcasts at work, so.
Awesome. Excellent. Now, are you considering making a move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State?
Just let him go to the Pork Fest, Ian.
No. I definitely will be joining the Free State Project. It's just a matter of when. My daughter's 13 years old, and I don't know if she'll be coming or not, or my wife, so I will be. It may just take me 6 years.
Understood. Well, I'll tell you what, right now over at freestateproject.org, if you sign up, odds are good we're probably not going to hit that 20,000 number by the end of this year. And then once the Free State Project reaches 20,000 participants, there's a 5-year window of time in which all the participants have to make the move. And it's not like somebody's going to sue you if you move 6 years after the 5-year window. So, I mean, if you feel like the Free State Project is a good idea and you feel like you are personally on board and at some point, you know, within the next decade you're going to come up here, I would say you should go ahead and sign the statement of intent, because that'll get us one more person closer to reaching that 20,000 number.
Right. Very good point, Ian, and that's why you are so great on the show.
Well, thank you, Brent. Go ahead with any other thoughts you want to share tonight.
I just wanted to shout out, I'm learning about Bitcoin through you guys, but the best thing I've heard about Bitcoin is the fact that the IRS wants to tax it.
And why is that a good thing?
The whole point about that is they're thieves. So when thieves decide they want to steal something, that means that something they want has value. So that's
a good point.
But the best validation I can think of that Bitcoin now has official value and always will, because they want to steal it.
Thank you, Brent, for your call tonight. We'll look forward to seeing you this summer at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the 11th annual at porkfest.com. Again, thanks for calling in. PRCFEST.com is where you can go to learn more about the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
I'm so excited.
It's always an exciting event, and things are going to be a little bit different this year. The Big Gay Dance Party is going to a nighttime event.
Oh, that's perfect. I've always thought it would be better at night.
Yep, so that's going to be a big change, and as I mentioned, I'm excited that we're going to finally get to meet Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends. He's got his plane tickets booked, and he's going to be coming out to the Porcupine Freedom Festival with his wife, Deborah. So it'll be it's always great at the Porcupine Freedom Festival because there's always a bunch of new people there. The majority of people every year at Porkfest are brand new. They're people who've never been to New Hampshire. They've never, you know, really come to any kind of Free State Project-related event before. It's their first time, and they're around literally hundreds of other people who get what freedom's all about. There's nothing like the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Sure, libertarians get together and they have conventions and parties and things like that, but there's nothing like the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Go to porkfest.com to learn more. Let's go to Liberty Phoenix on Skype. You're on Free Talk Live, Liberty Phoenix.
Hey guys, I just wanted to make a little comment to the to whether or not libertarians have lost the soul of Bitcoin.
Sure.
I don't think that it ever was a libertarian thing. I mean, Bitcoin doesn't require people to be libertarian for it to be a success.
Nope, that's true.
In and of itself,
thank goodness, or else it wouldn't work.
So, and I don't know what libertarian means, but to me, I was convinced slowly over time to the ideas of liberty because they were the most moral, right, just, and honest ideas that I could find. And, you know, currency should only be a store of value. Fiat currencies as they exist today, the major competition for Bitcoin, are largely not stores of value because the people that control them can print, can create more currency as time goes by whenever they feel like it. So Bitcoin it's not libertarian, it's simply honest. And libertarians have been moral and honest about their conversations around currency. So I don't know if it's libertarian, it's just that libertarians have had the right ideas around currency, in my opinion.
Right, Mark. And then to those people who say that, you know, it's libertarian because it challenges the central banking, I mean, that's not necessarily the intent of it. That's just an awesome side effect.
Well, do you remember when, I'm sure everyone does, when it came to the issue of currency, libertarians used to be the ones that always just go to gold and silver. That was like our thing that we always said, well, mm-hmm. that's the alternative. And I didn't really have anything else in mind.
Yeah.
And then when Bitcoin came along, I felt a little like defensive. Like, what about my gold and silver?
I did too.
That's the alternative.
I still do.
What is Bitcoin?
Look, I still do. And I'm keeping my gold and silver.
Yeah, I am too.
No. Am I getting rid of the gold and silver I had? But that was just a little bit of something that I had sort of stored up. And I'm getting more. When I want to cash out of Bitcoins, I'm cashing out, in gold. And other things of value, but that's sort of beside the point. Gold and silver had four decades to become again the currency of choice for people, and it hadn't. But Bitcoin's got a lot of momentum. People are really excited about it. So,
I think it's better because it makes sense for people to be trading in Bitcoins, whereas gold and silver are more of hoarding things, I think.
We'll come back with more. Phoenix, if you had more you wanted to share, you can stand by. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Enough time for you if you call now. It's Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact in helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
Honey, look, I'm getting jerky with it.
You're getting what?
Getting jerky with it. I'm getting jerky at jerkyspot.com. They've got over 100 delicious jerkies to choose from, like crunchy maple bacon jerky, cranberry jalapeno, and even liquor-infused beef jerky.
Go to jerkyspot.com today and save $5 on your first order. Use the code TRYJERKYSPOT. Jerkyspot.com. It's all your favorite jerky in one spot.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window
and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. So the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, you may Skype us, as Liberty Phoenix has done. The Skype username is lrn.fm. You just send a contact request. We'll accept it, and you'll be good to go. If we get a chance, we'll tell you about some rich people welfare that Allie has brought in to share with us here. But Phoenix, you're back on. Before we get back to Phoenix, though, Mark, you wanted to mention how to get some gold and silver, because that stuff still is valuable, and it still does hold its value pretty darn well.
Yeah, I'm happy about possessing gold and silver. I think a lot of folks in the Liberty community are. Lots of people are wanting to have more gold and silver. They're uncomfortable with the world financial situation, and they either want it as a hedge against inflation. They want it in barter currency, for a barter currency in case things go south. They may want it for an investment because they believe gold and silver are poised to move upward. And I agree that silver is definitely ready to move upward. You can get your gold and help Free Talk Live in the process by going to gold.freetalklive.com. You can get gold or silver there, coins or pieces made by other mints, whatever
wow,
it is.
Silver's you need. Below $20 right now?
Yeah. It's time,
a good
to, get
time
some,
to buy.
It's a good time to buy.
Yeah. Silver.freetalklive.com. Midas Resources, a great company. They are behind the Genesis Communications Network. That's the company that helps syndicate Free Talk Live to get us on over 140 radio stations from coast to coast. So when you buy from silver.freetalklive.com or gold.freetalklive.com, you're helping keep Free Talk Live on the air.
And you're dealing with a very professional company that always takes
care,
takes care of the problems. If there is one, I've bought from them many, many, many times, and I'm going to do it again, happily.
All right, let's go back to Liberty Phoenix, and you're calling from Illinois. Go ahead.
So the issue was whether or not Bitcoin was libertarian, and I think that's the awesome part about libertarianism and, you know, free markets is that, and being, you know, just freedom in general, is that it doesn't really matter what works the best. You still have the option to use whatever's out there. I mean, I can still, being an anarchist, I can still use dollars. I can still, if I choose to, go pay my taxes. But if the government wasn't there enforcing it, I would just have the opportunity and the choice to use something different. I can still keep my silver and I can still use it, and I can buy more Shire silver, or I can, you know, go get the Cumbie bars. and use all that. Or if I want to, I can use Bitcoin. I don't have to use one or the other. I don't have to use it just because it's the best one. If there's something that has more utility at that certain moment, I can still use that. I have that freedom. That's what the whole concept is about. It's not about, is this thing more libertarian than is that? It's about, do I have the choice to make my own decision on whether or not I use it?
Right. It's like, you know, I can be a libertarian and still love the way red, white, and blue look together. It doesn't mean that there's a certain set of preferences that go along with being a libertarian, or that there's like libertarian clothes and libertarian money.
It's a radical group of people that want to give you the choices to make in your life.
Right.
Crazy.
Phoenix, any other thoughts you want to share?
Have a great night, guys.
Appreciate
I'll see
hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. So, Allie, you brought something in, but your iPad has died. I will share some of this.
Thanks, Ian.
From the New York Times, called A Nation of Takers. There's plenty of welfare out there for rich people.
This article surprised me because it's New York Times, which is sort of known for being like a liberal sort of publication, and then, you know, the author went a totally different direction than what I thought when I first read the
title. By the headline?
Yeah.
So, welfare subsidies for private planes. He's got five public welfare programs that are wasteful and turning us into a nation of takers, he says. Number one, the United States offers three kinds of subsidies to tycoons with private jets: accelerated tax write-offs, avoidance of personal taxes on the benefit by claiming that private aircraft are for security, and the use of air traffic control paid for by chumps flying commercial. As the leftists in the George W. Bush administration put it when they tried to unsuccessfully end this last boondoggle, quote, the family of four taking a budget vacation is subsidizing the CEOs flying on a corporate jet. I worry, he says, about those tycoons sponging off government. Won't our pampering damage their character? Won't they become addicted to the entitlement culture, demanding subsidies even for their yachts? Oh, wait. Second, welfare subsidies for yachts. The mortgage interest deduction was meant to encourage a home-owning middle class, but it has been extended to provide subsidies for beach homes and even yachts. In the meantime, money was slashed last year from the public housing
By the way,
program.
I think that a person, if they want to live on the water rather than living on the land, should have the mortgage interest deduction also.
Well,
if you're going to offer this.
I think the idea is that a lot of these welfare programs, which people think are like sticking it to the wealthy, or maybe they don't think that. Maybe they think it's, bolstering the lower classes so that we can all reach this middle ground. But I think that sort of what I took from this is that it's tempting when we talk about welfare to make it about how it makes those in poverty dependent on the government. But I think the real objection I have to government welfare is that it so much more often goes to the wealthy friends of the government.
It sure does.
And that's what the kind of welfare we should attack and, you know, be against, I think, before government giving money to people who could actually use some extra money.
And it goes, it's not just the, it doesn't just go to the friends of the government, but often it goes through the friends of the government. So, for instance, let's build a park in the poor section of town, and I'm going to let my son-in-law do the contracting work to build the park,
mm-hmm.
You know, and we're going to pay him double. But look at how magnanimous I am. We're building a park for poor people.
Sure. Yeah, they don't focus on the welfare aspect for the corporations as often in the news. He goes on, third, welfare subsidies for hedge funds and private equity. He says the single most outrageous tax loophole in America is for carried interest, allowing people with the highest earnings to pay paltry taxes. They can magically reclassify their earned income as capital gains because that carries a lower tax rate. I don't know what
that means. I don't know what that means either. I was hoping one of you guys could describe it, what that means. That
yeah, I'm not a tax
capital
guy. Capital
gains.
Pay that stuff.
I don't know what that is.
Capital gains are money that you you get off of. Okay, so you buy a bar, an ounce of gold, right? Mm-hmm. You pay $1,000 for it. You sell that ounce of gold later when you need some money. It's now worth $1,500. You've had $500 in capital gains.
And is that taxable?
Yes.
Okay. He's saying, though,
everything's taxable.
He's saying
the answer to your question is that taxable? Is always yes.
He's saying that the loophole is that they reclassify their earned income as capital gains because that gives them a lower tax rate.
Lower tax rate.
On
okay.
15%.
Fourth, welfare subsidies for America's... So what he's saying is this is something that only the wealthy can take advantage of.
Okay, right.
Can't. Fourth, welfare subsidies for America's biggest banks. The too-big-to-fail banks in the United States borrow money unusually cheaply because of an implicit government promise to rescue them. Bloomberg View calculated last year this amounts to a taxpayer subsidy of $83 billion to our 10 biggest banks annually. And finally, fifth, large welfare subsidies for American corporations from cities, counties, and states. A bit more than a year ago, Louise Story of the New York Times tallied more than $80 billion a year in subsidies to companies, mostly as incentives to operate locally. And you'll see that sometimes where certain governments will offer to waive a corporation's tax fee. So like right. If Walmart is going to come to town and they'll go to town A versus town B and they'll see if town A will waive the property taxes for 5 years in order to entice them to open Walmart in their town. So, you know, you and I don't get that when we want to just move somewhere and buy a house.
Yeah, Walmart is one of definitely the big beneficiaries of like a local welfare scheme sort of thing because all the towns want that extra sales tax revenue.
And this is really a difficult situation because I'm, on one hand, I'm like, well, great, they don't have to pay property taxes for 5 years. I don't want anybody to have to pay property taxes for stuff they don't want to pay property taxes for. I think you should pay for the goods and services that you use. So that's a great thing. On the other hand, I'm like, well, that's completely unfair.
Yeah, what about you?
If I want to open a little business in town and say, you know, well, you know, I propose the
you're going to have to make up the difference.
The two towns, hey, I could move to either place. You're going to be like, hey, I'll tell you what, here's a Hallmark card. Go pound sand in your butt. Yeah. I mean, they could care less that I'm going to, you know, the
mean
mall.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Right.
Nothing.
Yeah, when we talk about these issues, it's always like this weird, it's not clear where I want to stand on it, you know, when certain, like when it comes to how certain people are taxed more so or less so than others. It's confusing
for taxes,
me
right?
Because I'm against taxation, but in on the one hand, I could see how it's not like I'm for a certain group getting off of paying taxes. But if you think about it, that's sort of like showing favoritism in a way.
Sure is.
And it's like punishing their competition. But
and the government's always going to favor the big corporations over you and I.
It's true. So I guess, you know, it's just a kind of an interesting aspect to the role government plays in our lives and that they give all this money and welfare to these big, rich corporations.
We'll link the full article over on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. You can link to those by going to news.freetalklive.com. Check out Ali's show, ALP, at ALPshow.com. And we'll continue with more Free Talk Live tomorrow night. freetalklive.com.
Quantum vibe in year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. The scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on secret missions to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
I'm Chuck Woolery. You know, I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I really don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works. Australian Dream. It's an arthritis pain relief cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn. It isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee, so you can use a whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt that you'll send it back. You know, the stuff really works. Get Australian Dream at Walgreens, CVS, or Walmart. You'll be glad you did.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have
have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.